Take care.
KBOE Live and local sunshine in 46 degrees. And it's time now for the ESU Buzz, the buzz brought to you this morning by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union recently upgraded its online and mobile banking experience. Their new state-of-the-art platform brings banking to your fingertips. New features, improved security, an easy-to-use app, AI assistant, and more. Banking should be easy. ESFCU invests in products to make sure it is. Learn more at esfcu.com or text or call them at 620-342-2336. Your locally federally insured credit union by the NCUA. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way. A better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we're very pleased to be joined on our Buzz segment here this week by Mark Brown, physics instructor and director of the ESU Planetarium. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Just fine, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you for the invite.
You bet, and plenty going on at the Emporia State Planetarium. We want to get to what's on tap today and here leading up to the big solar eclipse, April the 8th. But, Mark, sounds like the planetarium, good to have things back up and really operational again.
We've got things pretty much in order now. We are still working through a few technical issues, but other than that, the planetarium is open and ready for business. We are having our public showings now here in March. We started those up last week, and so we are showing our shows to the public from 4 to 5 p.m.
Mark, maybe you can take us back a little bit and talk about kind of some of the work that's been taking place here in order to kind of get the planetarium back online.
Yeah, so let me take you back. Back last summer, actually, before I got here, there was a slight spill in the planetarium, and we had to replace the carpeting. We had to pull all of our seats out to have them clean and refurbished, and then we had a slight upgrade to the projector to make it more versatile and for a little bit more interactive for the patrons who come in, so that we can actually involve them in sometimes running the actual projector itself.
So things are looking good now, Mark?
So things are really good right now, and so this is why we're starting up now and trying to really fast forward to get people in here.
It was kind of amazing to note that you had a big anniversary on March the 4th, I understand.
We did. It was the 65th anniversary of the planetarium, and we had hoped to bring all the directors back at that time, but we were still dealing with some cleaning issues and seats and technology. So we are hoping to possibly bring back all the directors sometime in the fall for maybe a small gala or anniversary event.
You mentioned that the public showings started back up again this month. Talk about the showings and what that entails, Mark.
Okay, so this month we are showing what's called Dancing Among the Stars, and it's a really cool program that's geared for any ages, anywhere from age 5 on up to the adults. And it's amazing because it really does talk about why we have seasons. And here we are approaching the spring equinox on March 20th. And so it's a good program to introduce people as to why we have seasons. And a lot of people don't understand. They think it's that we're closer to the sun or farther to the sun. But it really has nothing to do with that. And it all has to do with the tilt of the earth. And so this program demonstrates that very nicely, as well as what I present in the planetarium during the night sky part.
Wow, cool deal. What else do you have that's coming up here? Because I know that we're going to be talking a little bit about the presentation here about the solar eclipse here in just a little bit. But in general terms, now that the schedule is set, and what do you have planned here for kind of the regular shows that are going to be on the schedule from here?
Well, like I said, we're going to continue that on into April and May. We are trying to get I'm trying to get my students involved in some outreach activities while we're here at the planetarium and at the university. The Planetarium will be involved with Payrock later on this month with their Science Saturday event. So we are trying to involve ourselves in all aspects of the Planetarium and doing public outreach.
Well, there is a public show today, 4 until 5. Again, that's when these are shown. These are free, right, Mark?
They are free and open to the public.
So for folks who may not know where the Planetarium is, as far as the campus of Emporia State, where might we find you?
Well, you can find us at Cram Science Hall, and if you're coming in on the Merchant Street side of the campus, there is a parking lot there. You'll know that you're in the right location because there are two ramps that are leading up to Cram Science Hall. You enter the lobby area, and there'll be a sign that says Peterson Planetarium in 031 downstairs. So if you can't make it downstairs, we do have elevators that can take you down safely as well.
Okay, the public showing today from 4 until 5, but that's not all.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. And as I mentioned, April 8th is the date for the total solar eclipse. How exciting is this, Mark?
Well, I was clouded out in 2017, so I'm hoping to be able to travel to see this eclipse. I mean, Kansas will not have the total portion like we had in 2017, but it's been a big buzz. It's been a lot of talk around here, and so I'm hoping to be able to see that one. And we are looking at trying to live stream that event from my location in Indianapolis.
Outstanding. Outstanding. What is it about the eclipse that really has you excited here? In addition to the fact that it's a, you know, nearly total eclipse here for us, and some folks will get a total eclipse.
Right. And the thing is, with eclipses, you need to be in the right place at the right time. Now, of course, there were people who were privy, who had that nice view in 2017. And the reason, I mean, we're going to have roughly 88% of the sun covered here in Emporia, which is still pretty good. So people will get a good view, but you'll have to view it safely with safe solaring materials. But the next time that Kansas will experience a total solar eclipse will be August 12th, 2045. And that will kind of cut through the southwestern and south-central portion of the state. So we're kind of going to be dry as far as solar eclipses over the next 20 years.
Well, tell us what's happening tonight. Do you have a special presentation tonight beginning at 7? What's happening?
We do. We have a talk tonight that I'll be giving. It's called The What, Where, How, and Why Not to Miss the April 8th Solar Eclipse. That will be in Science Hall 072. So I will be including as to why this eclipse is special, and again, providing the safe avenue as far as how to actually view the solar eclipse. There's a lot of different things that you can do to look at this eclipse safely. And again, here in Emporia, we're only going to see the partial eclipse, so it's very important that people have those details and tools available to them to view this eclipse safely.
From your perspective, Mark, before we wrap things up here, why is it so important here for the planetarium to be open now, you know, after having it kind of closed down for a little bit? And what type of outreach opportunities does this provide here for the university and for the community as well?
Well, the thing is, we are very interested in doing the citizen science literacy. We want to make sure that people are well informed about different science practices and what's going on in astronomy and space science. And as we both know that there are some not so good information, some fake news going on out there, if you will. And so we want to be able to nurture the interest in the STEM fields, the careers in science, technology, the engineering, the mathematics. So that's why it's very important, because by doing the outreach and focusing on STEM, we can involve all aspects, all ages, all backgrounds into making this a really diverse and well-rounded planetarium and organization to be able to function.
All right, tonight it is a presentation, What, Where, How, and Why Not to Miss the April 8th Solar Eclipse. Will you have some viewing glasses available tonight, Mark?
We will.
Okay.
Absolutely, they will be available.
And let's suggest a donation of $1, so it's always good to have those, obviously, when we have an eclipse coming, so opportunity to pick those up tonight, and that's at Science Hall 072. And don't forget, the public viewings continue this month. In fact, show today, 4 until 5, at Emporia State at the ESU Planetarium. Well, Mark, keep us posted on your activities. We're glad to get the information out for you.
Will do. We appreciate that.
Have a good day, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
That is Mark Brown, physics instructor and director of the ESU Planetarium, joining us on this week's Emporia State University Buzz. Brought to you by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. It's 836.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The CEO of TikTok vowing to continue fighting against the House vote forcing the